Meshack Malo, the country representative for the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in South Sudan, says deforestation needs to be addressed immediately to protect and restore the 650,000 square kilometers of forest in South Sudan.
Averagely, we look at a forest loss of about 10,000 hectares every year. So this is a huge loss for a country that is green, and that will have a direct impact on the people, on the environment, on agriculture, and on the economic well-being of the country.
Both the UN and South Sudan government officials say the vast majority of South Sudan's trees are being cut down to produce charcoal. A 2015 survey carried out jointly by the United Nations Environment Programme and the South Sudan government estimate that in the capital, Juba, 88% of households, 74% of businesses, and 40% of institutions depend on charcoal for their energy needs. The survey also found out that 5% of households, 8% of businesses, and 40% of institutions use firewood to supplement charcoal for cooking. The report says this demand translates into estimated 5 million trees being logged annually to supply Juba with charcoal to meet the country's energy consumption. And the UN's latest State of the Environment report for South Sudan, released last month, indicates firewood and charcoal accounted for over 80% of all wood used in South Sudan. FAO Chief Malo says recent flooding as a result of climate change has added to the destruction. He says urban growth also contributes to the country's decreasing forest landscape.
A number of cities are growing. If you see the construction that is going on, construction consumes a lot of wood. So this is coming from forestry resources that are not managed. These are trees that our South Sudanese forefathers were able to plant and are now being cut without replacement.
Jaden Emilio, the Undersecretary for Forestry in South Sudan's Ministry for Environment and Forestry, says the government is working with the FAO to stop the destruction of South Sudan's forests by planting more trees every year.
We have just recently, in July, I think August last year, our president launched 100 million trees in 10 years. And then that is the program we would be working on.
Malo says there are many benefits from forest restoration. He urges citizens to pressure their governments to do more to save the trees.
There is capacity for South Sudan to make up about 100 million per year from the forest resource. If this is not there, and South Sudan, we all agree from leadership to the people that we cannot depend fully on the oil resources. So one of the low-hanging fruits where South Sudan could make its money is from the forest resource. If it could make 100 million per year, then it is an amount that could go a long way even within the education sector.
Beyond their economic value, Malo points out that trees are an integral part of South Sudan's culture and says they are worth fighting for.
When you look at traditional ceremonies, marriage, and a number of even transitions for the youth and the teenagers were often done in the forest.
For 2002 to 2021, South Sudan lost 1.95 hectares of humid primary forest, making up 1.6% of its total tree cover loss in the same time period, according to Global Forest Watch. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.